Sportscast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Here we go. Sports Talk 101. Here we go. We are back. Welcome to Sportscast 101, presented by the Sportscast on August 9th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all of the channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. You can also listen on your smart speaker by saying, play the Sportscast. Visit us at thesportscast.net. Make sure you subscribe to the newsletter. Follow us on the Twitter. Check out the app, the Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. And don't forget, when you're on the website, check out the new merchandise. Once again, Aaron is out, and Ray, don't know if you guys know this, he's at the tail end of the COVID. So ooh. I am here, guest here, hosting again. I am Jeff, and I am with my awesome co-host, Alan.
How are we doing?
Welcome, welcome. Yes, Ray, as you know, last week he was on the vacation, and then he came down with a bout of the COVID. Looks like him and his wife caught it, but their son did not. So Ray has been out of commission for the last few days, but it looks like he's at the tail end, and he should be back to full speed very, very soon. So we send our thoughts and best wishes to Raymond. And Alan, how are you, sir? How was your week?
Going pretty good. How about yours so far, Jeff?
Not bad, not bad, not bad. Just diving into the sport. So we are going to start a little bit of sad news. We did not get a chance to cover this last week. And then the other issue came up right after we went live when we finished up. So first we're going to start. We are going to start here. We're a little bit of in memoriam segment. Bill Russell, 11 time.
He's 11 played 13 time. Years, but won 11 titles.
There you go. So, Bill Russell passing away at the age of 80 something.
I believe it was 88.
88. Yep. Passed away at the age of 88. Two-time state champion in high school, NCAA champion, captain of the gold medal-winning U.S. Olympic team, 11 times NBA champion at the helm for two NBA championships as the first black head coach of any North American professional sports team. So
he was a legend.
He was a legend. And I always enjoyed at all the current events, you know, all All-Star games and NBA championships, you know, he's always there in the stand, cheering on whoever it might be. So shout out to my friend Ephraim, who's a big Boston sports fan, loves all of the Boston sports. And so he, so I know he was devastated by this loss of Mr. Russell.
It was a shame to hear. And also, did you hear who they sold his championship rings to?
I did not.
Shaq.
Really?
Shaq bought his rings. So Shaq has his rings that he won during his playing career and also bought Bill's rings. So now he's got 16 rings, I want to say.
That's more than Tom will ever get. Sorry, did I say that out loud? It was supposed to be. That was, sorry, Alan, that was supposed to be my... although I did talk about it on the update one Friday with Santiago. There is no debate about who the GOAT in all of sports is, and I talked about it with him. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it. It's Joey Chestnut. I'm sorry, with the number of he's won this year, winning another one on crutches, fighting a dude while still eating, like. I'm sorry, he's the GOAT, and you no other, can't use GOAT anymore. That's it, done, end of story. I'm just saying.
Did you ever watch the 30 for 30 on Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi?
I did not.
Yeah, they did one, and it was pretty good.
Again, I'm in Canada, so I don't always get all the 30s on 30s. So
I think this one's about 10 years old. But, yeah, no, I remember they did one about it. And Chestnut, besides being the champion for the hot dogs,
sure.
I want to say he's won two or at least three or four other Major League Eating contests as well this year. That's why he was rated the number one person when he came in there.
Oh, there you go. Sticking with the in memoriam section for a minute. Don't want to start the show on a down note. I promise we'll be upwards and upwards. This happened right after, I think the next day after our show last week, or maybe it was later that evening.
About an hour afterwards.
Yeah. Vin Scully passing away. You know, growing up in the 70s, you know, in the 80s, you know, there was, it's not like now where you have every baseball game. And so you only had the big games that were on and why is it not showing? Oh crap. Nope. That's not it. I'm such a noob. No, I don't want that one. I don't want that one either. Oh, why? It says it's sharing the tab. Why don't I? Oh, I have to do that. There we go. There we go. I'm such a noob.
There we go.
I'm such a noob. Anyways, yes, Vin Scully. So growing up in the 70s, obviously in the 80s, shout out to my friend Crow Resin in the chat. Growing up in the 70s and 80s, you know, that was the voice. He was the voice of he was the voice of that iconic Kurt Gibson.
Yep.
Kurt Russell is an actor, you doofus. Kurt Gibson home run in the World Series. He was that voice, right? So before now, everyone growing up now knows Joe Buck as the voice of baseball. But before that, a little bit of his dad, but obviously Vin Scully was the voice of all major events, all major.
Yeah.
What are your Vin? And he's got that voice, you know, are your Vin memories?
Well, the funny you should mention about the Kurt Gibson story. They actually talked about when they were doing the In Memoriam segment on ESPN.
Yes.
That he had actually, right before Gibson came up to bat, normally he wouldn't talk when they're coming out of the break.
Okay.
But he told the producers, I want to talk as they're coming out of the break before Gibson hits. And after they did that, then he hit his home run, which everyone will remember. And also, I think that they talked about he was part of he was the announcer who did Don Larson's perfect game in the World Series, which that, I want to say, is part of 25 either perfect no-hitters or just games that were just like that, which no one's ever going to top that.
No.
That and just his brand of storytelling, where he would tell stories within 5 minutes in a baseball game, that'll never be topped.
Never. They don't make them like that. No offense to all the current broadcasters out there. Your Jim Lances and your Joe Bucks and your other guys. But
Mike Tirico.
Yeah, and I'm also thinking what's his name? Vashdorian. I love him. Vashgersian. Matt Vashgersian. Thank you. Stumbling on the name. It's not an easy name. Because in Canada, we obviously get for the World Series, we get the Fox broadcast or whoever's doing it. But they also have, we also have like the international. So on the sports network here, they will also have the feed of the international version, which is Matt. And sometimes Canadian Buck Martinez, who used to play for the Blue Jays. He's now battling the cancer, but he's kind of back doing a little bit of broadcasting. So I just like how Matt Vashgersian calls a game. And I've often tweeted that out. I could listen to him all day call you know, bingo. It doesn't matter. He's just, you know, I like the way he calls the games, but nobody does it like, you know, it's speaking of goats, you know, he is one of them.
Absolutely.
Sticking with goats. So we're
also a shout out to David Wilson.
Oh, yep. David Wilson is in the back waving. I see David waving in the back. That is awesome. I don't have that link. So just moving on to some positive news. Serena Williams has announced that this is going to be her last, this next, the U.S. Open is going to be her last event. She is going to retire after this last event.
Mm-hmm.
And just a quick little snippet on her. So I have to then, doesn't automatically turn on like in other programs.
Always fun with that.
I have to enable it. There we go. So Serena Williams has announced her plans to retire. 73 singles titles, mm-hmm. 23 Grand Slam singles titles, mm-hmm. 14 Grand Slam doubles, 4 Olympic gold medals, and $94 million in prize, and just prize money. We're not mm-hmm. talking sponsorships. We're not mm-hmm. talking any of that, right? And she became a mother, what, 2 or 3, 4 years ago?
I think it was 3 years ago.
Okay. Somewhere there you go. Yep. And she's married to the guy from Snapchat. Is she not?
I thought it was Reddit, but you could be.
Oh, is it Reddit? Oh, is it Reddit? Okay, I knew it was one of those guys.
It could be
Reddit. That's one of those guys. Yeah, so thoughts on Serena retiring? We're never going to see this again, are we?
Well, probably not. I mean, the other thing is when Serena was playing, at first it was her sister Venus who was kind of stealing the show. Then Serena's like, okay, I'm going to jump in and do even better than her sister because mm-hmm. Venus may have started, but Serena, how she's been playing. Mm-hmm. The thing that's been incredible for her is since she became a mother, mm-hmm. she's always tried to fight and do her best in every tournament she goes in.
Sure.
And the thing that's a shame is that she has not won one of the Grand Slam singles or doubles titles since she became a mother. And, I mean, that was the big thing when she returned. I forget which tournament it was that she returned after she had had a child. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was Wimbledon. I think it may have been the Australian Open. I'm not 100% sure. Mm-hmm. But I know that she did up until, I want to say it was a quarter or semifinals in that tournament, and just watching how she plays, she always makes sure that she leaves it on the court for every point. And so it's going to be a shame that we're not going to be able to see someone like her dominate in women's tennis for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I don't watch a lot of tennis. Mm-hmm. But I do watch it when it's on. It's not always on, again, in Canada. I'm relying on what, you know, the sport networks, the two networks up here show.
Sure.
And I watch obviously all the big ones, the majors. Mm-hmm. And I do follow, you know, there's a few Canadians, that do well. So I follow them a little bit more, not as much as some of the bigger names, but, obviously everybody knows about the sisters and how well they've done in their career. And, but you know what? I'm not sure how old she is, but you know, she's been doing this a long time and it's time to call it a career. And I think I saw another headline that said she wants to focus on her family, maybe have another child. Again, you know, so.
That doesn't she already have, I know she has a business set up as well. And
I think she's got a few. Yeah.
It's like she is 40 years old right now. She's in September, she will turn young. 41.
Okay. Still young. Okay.
But for her, her business that she has set up, I want to say it's already up to $115 million she's been able to raise for it.
Nice. Shout out to Bruce Campbell, another Canadian in the chat, asking if I have not seen the movie King Richard. It is on my list of things to watch. I don't know what I think. It's not obviously in the theaters anymore. It did win. It was up for some awards, I think, last year. And I have not seen it, but I know it's about her father, I believe, right? Have you seen the movie King Richard, Alan?
I have not. That's something I'll have to put on my list of movies to watch as well.
Yeah. There's too much sports on to watch. No time to watch. Yes. No yeah. time to watch.
I mean, right now on ESPN regular, they have the Little League World Series with
nice.
So I'm watching. I'm having that in the background.
Oh, Will Smith got the Oscar for playing their dad. He believes. Yeah, that could be.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, that one. Yeah, see, we're talking about that. Right. And apparently,
something else happened with Will Smith that night, but I don't quite remember what.
We'll leave that one alone. But Richard, I do know that Venus and Serena were producers on the movie.
Mm. Okay, so that's a fun factoid I did not know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Cool. I threw it in the show notes. We're not going to really talk about it tonight. And I've been following peripherally, but I have to dive in a little bit more. Is this whole golf PGA Live thing? I've not really been following it. I think we'll save that maybe for another episode.
Okay.
But there seems to be, I don't know if you've spent any time looking and dig-deeping on that. I just threw it in just because I saw some tweets about it today, so I threw it in the show note. I haven't deep dove enough on it. I'm not a big golf guy.
Sure.
So I haven't really, but it seems to be there's a lot of mudslinging.
Yeah, what it is the PGA Tour, the LIV Tour is done with Saudi Arabia. The main reason why people, I guess, started to get upset is because Greg Norman's the CEO of the LIV Tour. And so the news that they were talking about is for Phil Mickelson and 8 other players had done a lawsuit for antitrust against the PGA. Oh. But then there were 3 other players that were trying, who had joined the LIV but got suspended by the PGA. They were trying to sue them so they could join the FedEx Cup playoffs, and that suit was denied today.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, there you go. Okay. So I guess we'll have to deep dive into that on a future show.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll have to deep dive a little bit more. It sounds like there could be some juiciness to that. Little bit of NBA news, not that it's overly exciting, but it involves my hometown Raptors, and this is just more of a fun little factoid. I'm going to put that under the factoid column, and we can talk just a little. Oh, then I got to go back and switch the stupid. Don't like restream, folks. All right, so the NBA on Monday informed the players who remain unvaccinated against COVID-19 and have not received medical clearance will not be able to play in Toronto this year. Now, Seattle came to Toronto last week, I want to say. And some of their big stars couldn't cross the border because they were unvaccinated. Mm-hmm. So it you know, I was watching, don't know what I was watching. I was watching one of the games, mm-hmm. and this came up, and they were talking about it, and this could affect the playoffs. The Blue Jays are in a, you know, they're in a wild card, mm-hmm. you know, they could get mm-hmm. a wild card. So, you know, you might have an unvaccinated star who can't come and play at the series in Toronto, if so be it, right? So,
well, it's not only that. I mean, that's part of the reason why Novak Djokovic is not going to be playing in the U.S. Open, because he's not vaccinated either. And unless he's vaccinated, he can't come and play here. And you saw we had the same issue with the Australian Open.
Yeah, that's right. So there's still some unvaccinated players. And it now, when that happened, I think it was my friend, the sports tax guy. Shout out to him. If you don't follow him on the Twitter, you should. He had tweeted out how much the players lost by not playing those. I think it was only a 2-game series. So I think it was however much they lost by not playing those games.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually didn't, you know, because they're not playing, they don't get paid.
Yeah, that's true.
So just a little bit of NBA news, not much on there, but I just want to, because it affects my hometown Raptors, or home country Raptors. So I wanted to throw that out. Bruce Campbell in the chat, a lot of controversy just back on the other topic about Jamal Khashoggi's murder by the Saudi regime. And so a whole lot of things that we may want to deep dive, or we may just, Santiago may tell us to stay away from that. That is not something that we want to talk about. I'm just closing some of the 1,000 tabs I have open here.
Only 1,000?
Yeah, only 1,000. So I found this fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
This story today. Come on. There we go. waiting for it to redirect. Then I can share the tab. All right. And then I got to come over here. And then I got to turn it on. There we go. So ESPN in the States, you get your ESPN, your your network of choice, I believe, has
it's one of them. It's one of them, yes.
Oh, there you go. Dropped out of the negotiations for the Big Ten media rights for the first time.
Correct.
So
the writing was kind of on the wall, though, for a while. Because one of the big games that ESPN would always show on ABC, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, would be my Ohio State Buckeyes playing against a school up north. I want to say the last 3 or 4 years, that's already been on Fox instead of ABC. So you saw that, and then I've been talking with Santiago and Tyler and a few of the other guys as well.
Okay.
Now, if Big Ten joins NBC, that's also going to help in case Notre Dame decides to quit being an independent, because Notre Dame already has all their games on NBC.
That they do. Didn't they just renegotiate a new deal?
I want to say it's like a year or two ago. Somewhere
I thought there was something this. I thought there was something this summer, or they were looking to renegotiate. I thought I saw.
I think they were looking to renegotiate.
Okay.
Because they were watching how the different schools were going to make money, and I mean that article right there. When you go through and look at all of it, you look at the bottom when all the Big Ten presidents and chancellor agree to it. It says that the Big Ten total for the schools that can make money. $1 billion a year, I believe. Which, that's not bad. I knew ESPN, they had a number that they were going to try to, I guess, lowball the Big Ten for. But the thing is, for the Big Ten, with how they're growing and expanding, ESPN, even though them and ABC, being Disney, how they've had the long-standing agreement, they knew that they were going to be in trouble this year, because when they were seeing how things were changing, because when you look at the different networks that ESPN has, the Big Ten network has been separated. They had their own network away from ESPN. So whereas other schools or other conferences need ESPN to promote their games, the Big Ten is able to go around that. So that's been one thing that it's been in their favor. So when they're talking about this deal now, it's not something that's holding them back, and the question is just how high they're going to go and how successful it's going to be.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Okay. We'll have to see how that. I I have a show on another channel on my channel, and I talked to a guy a few weeks ago about the whole NIL name, image, likeness. So that's a whole. You know, even some of the stuff he said during that, I might have to have him back on or have somebody else on to talk about it, because that's a whole kettle of fish with what's going on there, because the schools are doing things. They're forming nonprofits now.
Ohio State has two of them.
The boosters are getting involved. You know, all sorts of stuff going on with that. You know, and he said, because someone in my chat mentioned, you know, what was his thoughts on women's sports and the NIL? And he thought it was going to be amazing for them, because he said, in no uncertain terms, they tend to be good looking ladies, athletic, and they're going to be able to get top dollar for promoting something. So, you know, he. You know, his agency was, you know, did some data market, did data analysis around it. And yeah, very interesting, this whole NIL name, image, likeness thing. So this all ties into it now, because now the schools are trying to get a cut of that. And they've got the money deals. And then EA Sports is coming out with a college game.
I've been waiting on that. On that.
So I don't know if you've been following that. There's a few people been tweeting out. They've been able to collect. I guess they've been doing some freedom information requests, and they've been able to get what the schools are sending to EA. You know, songs and song orders and chants, and obviously you know college sports better than I do. And what goes on at a college game? I've been to one college game in my life. I went to a city in Michigan. to a house that sort of biggish, if you want to.
Okay.
If you want to, you know, something.
I know you're talking about
a biggish kind of house. But that was also in the 90s as well. I worked for a firm up here, and they would do a road trip. And one year we went to that.
Okay.
So it was just getting a bus and we drove. They also did road trips to Buffalo Bills games.
Okay.
And stuff like that. So yeah, so I went to the one game back in the 90s. That was just absolutely crazy. So, but again, you probably been to a few in your life.
When I was at college, I was part of the marching band. So yes, I was at just a few games.
You were the guy on the field when the team were still playing, when that famous, you know, where the marching band came on and the guy was running down the field. Was that?
No, that was Cal and Stanford in the 80s. But yeah, no.
That wasn't you? Okay.
No, it wasn't. But there were a few games I got to go to that were pretty good. I mean, not in that level, but there are some games that I remember personally that were pretty, that were just really good.
Okay. All right. Excellent. All right. So we are halfway through the show. This is the Sports Talk 101. Oh, yeah. I am Jeff. He is Alan. We are filling in for Aaron and Raymond. So do you know what happens? This is a bit of an old tweet, but we are, folks, we are only 5 Sundays away. This is a Sunday tweet. 5 Sundays away from the NFL Red Zone and the NFL season. Shout out to Scott Hansen. Love the Red Zone. As I said last week, we have multiple televisions in our man cave. Well, we did in the old man cave. I don't know what the new man cave is going to look like by September. But right now it's full of 90 boxes, but that's another story. But one of the televisions would have the Red Zone on. And then if the Cowboys were playing, obviously they'd be on the other televisions. But if not, then I would be flipping back and forth between whatever other games I would have them on other games. So Red Zone is coming, folks. Red Zone will be back. NFL football is coming. And so speaking of that, we got what's coming up in the NFL over the next little while. Let's take a look at the schedule. Just so you know, everybody knows the season is coming up, but you know what? A lot of stuff goes on. We often say the NFL is a 24/7, 365 sport. So, important dates that we have to pay attention to. Shout out to our friends at SportTrack. So today is the 9th. So in a week or change, we have the first real preseason games. There's one Thursday. And then, of course, on the weekend, rosters are currently at 90. Mm-hmm. Then they move down to 85. And then after that, drop down to 80. And then we get down to the final 50. I say final. It's never really final. The final 53-man roster. Then there's final cuts. Waivers can be processed. Practice squad. Injury return designations. And then we've got the first game, week one, Buffalo and the Rams. Any comments on that?
Well, first of all, I actually looked on ESPN today, and Sean McVay admitted that he signed an extension because they thought he was going to retire after winning the Super Bowl. So he's back, which is going to definitely a good thing for the Rams.
And shout out to Sean. He got married recently. I saw some tweets around that. I also guess saw some people picking on him. I guess that's NFL memes, really just picking on him. But you know, that's what they do. Good out, shout out to them. So I think he got married. I want to say in the last month or so. I don't know the exact date. Might have been sooner, might have been later. But so he got married. So he won a Super Bowl. He got married. So there you go. There is a troll in the chat.
Yes.
Shout out to our boss, Santiago. So obviously he did not watch last week's show. So I recommend that when you're done, when we're done here, Mr. Leon, you may want to go and watch last week's show where I addressed that particular issue. Sean Payton will not be going to the Cowboys. Sean Payton will be the next coach of the Miami Dolphins. When Tom Brady becomes part owner and then negotiates with, because the Buccaneers still have his contract, and get out of that, and he will then become owner slash player for Miami. And if that whole lawsuit with the former coach and the tanking of games for draft picks and all that nonsense, if that hadn't have happened, that would have happened this summer. Everything I just said would have happened this summer. That's why there was all the tampering, because of everything I had just laid out. Anyways, that's last week's show. This week we're talking the NFL season. Big news, though. Congratulations to the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
They have a new owner. It's now official that the Walton Penner Group has officially taken over ownership of the Denver Broncos.
From the Bolin family.
From the Bolin family. The Bolin family, who was an icon in the NFL. They have been around since almost day one, if not day one. They are now... And as we discussed last week, Lewis Hamilton, Condoleezza Rice, also part of the ownership group.
Correct.
The Walton family has no real relation with Walmart, so it's not going to become Walmart Stadium. They're not going to be selling Walmart stuff in the parking lot or in the stadium. They're not going to be doing any of that, but... shout out to the Denver Broncos. A new record price on that.
And I see for Santiago's comment, if memory serves, I thought Elway retired at the end of last season.
Believe he did.
So to answer your question, no, it's not going to affect his job, Santiago.
No. However, the president, Rob? Somebody, whoever the CEO was, he resigned today, but he is going to stay on for a year as an advisor to the family, just to help negotiate. You know, first year running, you got owners meetings, and you've got stuff to do, right? Mm-hmm. So keeping that guy in there. But yeah, Elway retired because all this was happening, right? So.
Yeah, he knew. He saw the writing on the wall. So,
and they're gonna bring in their own. They're gonna bring in their own. You know, not that they have people, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, that and last weekend was Hall of Fame weekend as well for the NFL.
Besides
the Hall of Fame game, and I don't know if you watched any of that, but Bryant Young, his speech he made regarding his son who died, Kobe. Mm-hmm. That was an incredible speech, and I mean, if you can go back and watch that.
I'll have to. I was a little confused as to when things were airing, because I'm used to it playing Saturday night. I'm used to sitting down and watch, but it wasn't. It was like during the day. And I had trouble finding it. Again, I'm in Canada. I just had trouble figuring out what was going on when. I don't know if that was that just me or is that other people. But I just seem to have issues with finding that. So I'm going to have to go back and watch.
It was during the daytime, when normally it's in the afternoon toward the nighttime.
Yeah.
I did see that afterwards, the next time you could watch it was on ESPN2 at 4 in the morning on Sunday morning. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to watch it then. So I'll just have to look at it a different time. But I saw that Sam Mills was one of the players who got entered the Hall of Fame. Correct. And he had played for the Panthers and the Saints. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, his son, who was working for the Commanders as his defensive line coach,
yes,
he was let go today.
Oh dear! Wow.
A couple
of days after Dad getting in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Wow.
I mean, I understand that you want to make changes on your coaching staff, but that's for after the season ends or during the true off season. But now that you've got conditioning going. And you're starting to practice.
Yep.
I mean.
Yeah, but now, again, just to play devil's advocate for a second, you haven't had a first preseason game yet, right? So you can't – you start any after – now you're waiting to the end of the season. Well, obviously, they weren't happy with his performance or – and I didn't read up on this, so I apologize for not knowing. But this is one of your awesome stories that you brought tonight, which is awesome. But I don't know all of the circumstances, and obviously they didn't want to wait any longer. And yes, it's unfortunate. Dad just got in the Hall of Fame. But as I've always said on this network, other networks, the NFL is a business. The, you know, and when people go, oh, my God, they got rid of my best player. Why they? Because the NFL is a business. That's all it is. It's not a popularity contest. And to your point, I don't know if they could have could have waited longer for whatever reason. If he wasn't gelling with the other coaches, if he had a thing with the defensive coordinator, maybe they had different philosophies. Or sorry, what did you say? Defensive line?
Defensive line.
Okay. So maybe he wanted a certain scheme and the DC did not. You know, many various reasons, right? So
I did notice that Rivera had a really hard time with this because when Rivera became a head coach, he had Sam Mills with him the entire time that he's been a coach from Carolina to now. So it was definitely really difficult. I did notice that Ryan Kerrigan, he actually just retired. He signed a one-day contract with the commander so that he could retire. Mm-hmm. He is now trying to get into coaching. So he is there as well. So, I mean, it's, I guess the writing was on the wall and they weren't exactly as happy as they could have been. I know Rivera definitely struggled with this decision, which I understand the NFL's business. It just feels to me like the timing of it after his dad got in the Hall of Fame, I just feel that that was a little bit rougher than it could have been. Maybe that's just me, but that's just how it feels.
You make a solid point. It is a solid point. But again, don't know everything that maybe this had been brewing for a while and maybe it's just – maybe something also happened maybe on the weekend. Who knows, right? San Diego said Sam Mills' dad got inducted to the Hall of Fame this past weekend. Bad timing.
Yep. I mean, that's
but you know I'm what? Saying, you got your first game coming up this weekend. So, like, maybe it's harder to wait a week. Maybe it's harder to wait a week because now you're in there and maybe you're trying to, maybe he's trying to implement a scheme. Maybe he yelled at a player or something. I don't know. But, obviously you say he struggled with it. I'm sure anytime you have to fire somebody, you've got to struggle with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Just wanted to pull this up since we're talking about the family. So with Rob Walton officially buying the Broncos, here's the updated list of the richest owners in American major sports. You got Mr. Microsoft, Stephen Ballmer of the Clippers. Then you've got Rob Walton, wherever he's from. Then you got Dan Gilbert of the Cavaliers. Steve Cohen of the Mets. And then David Tepper of the Panthers. That's your top five. Big gap between 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, and then you see 2 and 5 are both two new owners.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So,
relatively new. Yeah, the two newest owners in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Santiago says tech always wins. Well, Sam Walton really isn't tech. but he's Walmart, so. I see Callie Drew Voss is waving in the back. That is awesome. A real certified doctor. Sorry, I'm being told to ask, how is Rob Walton buying the Broncos going to affect LeBron's legacy? Don't know if it's going to affect LeBron's legacy. We talked a little bit about LeBron and Shaq and stuff earlier in the show, so you need to go back. You mean Steve Ballmer. Yes, well, and David Tepper comes not from – he's more of an investment banker type thing, but he did a lot of tech investments too. Which from this list will win a championship first? Well, that depends. Is LeBron going to go back to Cleveland?
Yeah, I wouldn't count on that. I mean, I hate to say it.
Is he going to do a third stint in Cleveland?
Yeah, I mean, right now, if I'm looking at this list, I would say the Broncos, the Mets, and the Panthers have the best shots right now.
I'm going Steve Cohen with the Mets. The Mets are killing it this year.
Yeah.
Right now. Sorry, the Mets are killing it in August.
Max Scherzer's doing great.
So yes, the Mets are killing it in, and I understand it's August and the Mets are winning. I understand that. And I know that I can't even believe I said those words, Alan, that the Mets are winning in August, but let's come back to me in a month and let's just see, or a month and a half, 2 months. Let's see what happens in what's happening, but it could be, yeah, I'm going to go the Mets are the first one on the list. Not sure the Panthers going to do it. Obviously the Cavs. Broncos, as a Cowboys fan, I'm just glad that we are in the NFC and not the AFC. That AFC is just,
We talked about it last week.
We did. I just don't know where to go. I just don't know where to go with that. The NFC is just.
Five of those on that list it's really hard to say, except I don't have any confidence right now in the Clippers or the Cavs. The other three I have more confidence in, even though the Panthers, depending on how their quarterback situation goes, we'll have to see about them. But I mean, either way, I'd be more curious. I think Santiago should ask which in that list is going to make the playoffs first, much less try to go for a championship.
Easier path for Brady and the Bucks to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, well, they said that last year, too. And
they did. Happened. They did. Right?
But everybody also knew the Rams stacked up on, they paid to win. So, my friend, Real Certified Doctor in video games, he's a play to win. He's a pay to win kind of guy. So, obviously that's what the Rams took a playbook out of him, because the NFC is easy. Well, it's the NFL. When people go, oh, that's an easy game. I'm like, it's the NFL, dude. There is no easy games. Even when you're playing the 0-15, or the 0-13 Jaguars, mm-hmm. or the 1-13 Jaguars, or the 0-16 Detroit Lions, there is no easy games.
Well, Santiago, here's one thing we can counter with Jeff. The NFC may be easy, but last time I checked, who won the Super Bowl last year? The Rams from the NFC last time I checked.
Alan smacking San Diego down.
So I'm just going to say that as game, set, match right there.
There you go. That's it. Checkmate, Alan, with the checkmate. He dropped the mic, folks, and he is exiting stage left. Excellent. So a little bit of sad NFL news. Everybody who knows me knows my producer is a big Jets fan. Robert Saleh, likely that Mekhi Becton lost for the season. I know they were counting on him. They were drafting for the other side. They were making big strides to protect whichever quarterback is snapping the ball back there. It could be former Cowboy Mike White. It could be Zach Wilson. It might be. Yeah. So that's a big, crush. That is a big crush for them. So we'll have to see how that turns out. I have not talked to him today about that. I did text it to him. I don't know. And I see a little bit of it here in Canada, because here in Canada, there's an online streaming service called DAZN, DAZN. I think you have an mm-hmm. American version. They have the Canadian rights to the NFL, mm-hmm. and that includes all of the NFL. We don't really get Game Pass. I know they got the new NFL Game Pass, which mm-hmm. I think Aaron and Ray talked about. I don't know if you're doing something along those lines. But Hard Knocks is back with the Lions, and mm-hmm. According to Adam Schefter, HBO's season debut of Hard Knocks with the Lions features the second pick overall, Aiden Hutchinson, who turns 22 today. So happy birthday to Aiden! Singing Michael Jackson's Billie Jean during the team meeting, and producers claim it may be the most entertaining rookie singing moment in the show's history. So I am looking forward to that.
We'll see what happens.
Do you like the Hard Knocks series?
To be honest, I really haven't watched a lot of Hard Knocks. I really haven't, but I've kept track of the different teams that have been on it, and I want to say this is Detroit's second or third go-around on Hard Knocks.
could be. I know the Cowboys have done it twice. Did Detroit do it before? I'll trust you on that. I'll assume you're the subject matter expert on that. Shout out to my friend Jackie, who is a big Detroit fan. They were always in every game last year. They may have come out on the losing side of the games, but they were in every game. It's not like they were blown out, 43-10. Like, they had a chance to win many of those games last year.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're looking better, but I'm waiting to see what happens. And, well, Detroit, it speaks for itself for there, unfortunately. I mean, a lot of people, when they want to talk about, great place to be drafted, just with how Detroit's, they haven't had as good a record in a fair amount of time. That's why I'm just kind of trying to see what happens. I mean, I hope Detroit does well.
Sure.
I mean, I know Jameson Williams, when he got drafted, they showed the picture of everybody standing there taking the picture, and he was just like, oh, hi. He wasn't exactly happy about that. I mean, I hope that they do well. They really need to do well that, and they need to win on Thanksgiving. They need to make sure they can actually have one of their players get the turkey leg this year. That would be nice. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. It would be nice to watch because when they play Green Bay, usually, or when they play Chicago, it's kind of just like, all right, let's see what happens, even though when you're watching it, you're just like, all right, I think we know how this is going to go, and we just wait to see how the final ending turns out.
Yeah. Shout out to San Diego dropping some news. That's not really news, not really big, exciting news. But yes, the Cowboys re-signed Brett Maher today. Mm. So just from my friends over at FanDuel Canada. So they released their other kicker. So before they signed Brett, they only had one kicker. I'm not sure how to say that. I guess I got to learn how to say that. And Brett Maher, who also played for the Cowboys before, but also had a stint in the CFL here. You can see him with the Cowboy jersey there. I'm rooting for Lirum. He's Canadian. And as I said to my producer, the Cowboys need to have on special teams a Canadian. We had LP Lattisseur for like 15, 18 years, however long is the long snapper. We need to have that. Fun, interesting little story. I was at my producer and I went to the Cowboys facility back in 2016.
Oh, really?
And we did the tour and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And right near the end of the tour, you leave the building, you go out to the practice facility or the practice field. Right. Mm-hmm. So you can take pictures on the practice field and whatever. But right before you go outside, there is on the wall, they have all the players and all the positions of everyone who's made the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And whatnot. Right. And so at the nice tour lady, she was giving us, and she was asking lots of Cowboy trivia questions, all of which I knew. After the third or fourth, I stopped answering the questions because my son's let somebody else answer. I'm like, okay. And then she'd ask the question. Everybody else would just kind of have these blank looks and they'd all turn to me and then I would answer it. So we got to the end and she's like, any questions? Cause I've never been stumped. I've been doing this a long time. Yada, yada, yada. We're standing in front of this. And I said, can you name the two Cowboys on the current roster who are Canadian? And she just had this blank look on her face, like normally the face Aaron has, and she goes, there are two Canadians on the active roster. I go, yeah, there is. This is a July, so we were going with the active roster at the end of the and she got the obvious one, Tyrone Crawford, and she goes, there isn't another one. I said, yeah, there is. She goes, I don't know who. She goes, you stumped me. Oh, my God, you stumped me. She goes, who? And I said, LP Latasseur. She goes, who's that? I said, it's our long snapper. She goes, oh, my God, he's Canadian? I go, yes. And at that same, I was then in Dallas for a fantasy football conference, signing autographs for many Cowboys as well as other players. I was getting an autograph. They had two lines for pictures and autographs. And I'm in the picture line, and Tyrone is there, who's from Windsor. And so I went up, and I said, hey, my son and I are here. We're one of the few Canadians that were here. We're from Mississauga. We know you're from Windsor, blah, blah, blah. So we had little, you know, we talked, you know, talk Canadian. We did the secret handshake. And he signed my thing, and he goes, here, get your son to take our picture. And I said, no, we can't. This is the picture only line. He goes, oh my God, you are Canadian. Just get your son the damn, or this is the autograph only. He goes, get your son to take the damn picture. So I wasn't going to have the picture taken because I was in the autograph only line.
Yeah, I mean,
and he's like, man, you are true. Canadian, aren't you? Just get your son to take the damn picture. You got all mad at me. So, yeah. Well, anyway, so.
Do you remember when I said last week how I had done some pest control at Redskin Park?
Yes.
So when I was at Redskin Park, one of the times was during training camp. Oh, yeah. And so I saw how they've got the main lockers all around for the players who are already on the roster. What they do is they bring in two temporary sets of lockers for the training camp invitees and like the undrafted people.
Interesting.
They'd bring those, so that way you can go there, and they have their own lockers that are kind of in the center.
Huh.
So.
I don't know if the Cowboys do that. I thought everybody was all intermingled, but maybe they do. I don't
well,
know.
Well, no, I mean, it's still in the same area, but it just, instead of them being on the wall like everybody else, they have, they make sure they have a locker, but it's just, it's not on the wall.
Right. Okay, cool. This is the summer of teams getting new stadium names. So the Cincinnati Bengals is no longer, and I'm not sure how I feel about this. It's no longer Paul Brown Stadium. It's now going to be Paycor Stadium. Paycor is a human capital management company that has been headquartered in Cincinnati for over 30 years. It has served as the team's official human resources software provider since 2018. Paycor recently celebrated 1 year as a public company following a July 21st IPO.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Brown, again, is one of those iconic names.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about this. Shout out to San Diego. He thinks the Lions could finish ahead of the Bears.
We'll see what happens. But, Paul Brown, he was an icon who was already in the Pro Football Hall of Fame before he did what he did with the Browns.
Correct.
He was already enshrined there. So, but the thing for him is that the stadium, even though they're getting the change of name for the stadium there, part of the reason why they did that is because not only does the team get the money, but the city gets some of the money as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're doing something that's not only going to benefit the football team, but it's going to benefit the city of Cincinnati, too.
Yes.
And that was one thing that Mike Brown, even though he wasn't as, I guess, keen about doing it, when he's finding a way to help out the city, too, like he said in that article, he said it's something he feels his father would have done, which I can't argue with that. I can picture Paul Brown would have done that.
Yeah, if there's a good city benefit, it helps more the entire city as a whole and not just the rich owners and everything else. That I'm good with that. This next one, still we're in the I'm not sure how I feel about it segment of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL says that Rodgers' use of a hookah does not violate its drug policy. What message is this sending? Is it I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about this, you know. Sure, it may not be officially on the ban list, but I guess they all take something. They all take supplements. They all take something, right? I don't know how I feel about this.
You know what? And a hookah is probably next to deer antler spray.
Use of the halogenetic drug Ahuska during the off-season retreat isn't considered a violation. Raj discussed on somebody's podcast. Why doesn't he come on my podcast?
Joe Rogan.
Why doesn't he come on this show?
I don't know.
He went on some sort of retreat. Yada, yada, yada. The retreat gave him a deep and meaningful appreciation for life. I came back and I knew I was never going to be the same. He believed the blah, blah, blah. I don't know much about the drug. I don't know much about the drug, so.
I don't know much about it either, but I mean, it's kind of like how, the reason why I said Durant was Ray Lewis in the Super Bowl, how he did that and was able to avoid getting suspended.
Right.
So, I mean, it feels more like a cop-out than anything, honestly, to me.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but that's just how it feels to me right now with how they're trying to go about talking about it.
If it wasn't Aaron Rodgers, if it was anybody else?
Busted. 4-game suspension. Automatically, I would assume.
Right. That's why it falls into the I don't know how I feel about it camp. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's Aaron Rodgers and he's 3-time MVP and he won a Super Bowl a million years ago. Again, that's why it's in the I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay.
Again, that's just me. And, you know, I don't, you know, hate Green Bay, but I don't like them either. So, famous Jameis may be injured. They're saying it may not be too serious, but we'll have to wait and see, but that's just sort of typical famous Jameis, is it not? Shout out to my other son's favorite fantasy football player. Whenever we play, he plays in many of my fantasy football leagues. He plays in the ones that I actually commission. His favorite player that he always wants to, he always wanted Peyton Manning, but not anymore. We don't pick Peyton anymore. But the player that he always wants me to make sure I pick him is Justin Tucker, who just got paid.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a big fan of Justin Tucker. So Justin Tucker and his gazillion dollars that he's getting paid. Okay, it's not a gazillion dollars, but it's a lot for a kicker. And I, you know, 4-year, $24 million, 17 guaranteed, 11.5 signing bonus. He's worth every dime.
Yes.
If not, and maybe that's under being underpaid. You know, 66 yard field goal. Although shout out to Mark Roper, who, you know, built a machine that kicks one farther, but you know, whatever. Anyways, I don't know. Thoughts on?
I mean, Justin Tucker, he deserves it. He's been a money kicker.
He probably deserves more.
He does. He does. I mean, it's kind of like how Aaron Rodgers 2 years ago signed that one contract when they're like, you should have signed for more. He's like, no, I just want to get this over with. And then he saw how he renegotiated it. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they did that. But the reason why the Ravens made sure to do the extension is because they don't want to get to the point where they have to use a franchise tag on him. Because even though he's already the highest paid kicker, when you use a franchise tag, you know that it's going to boost it. I think your agent friend will be able to say it's probably like 15% above the top five, I want to say. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this way they're able to save some money, but they're making sure to secure their most valuable asset when it comes to special teams.
Aaron is on record as saying that it's the quarterback's fault when you lose a game.
Yep.
But if if you're going to have a guy to kick to save your butt, then having him there to kick a 66-yard field goal to win a game, so Aaron isn't right. But then it would be the other quarterback's fault, the opposing quarterback's fault that the team lost and that he kicked a 66-yard field goal. There's lots of other NFL news, but we're running out of time. Raquan Smith wants out. There's lots of other things. I have one final little fun little tidbit. It's kind of the special shout out. So as you know, there is a lot of spring football. We had the AAF, Then we had the USFL.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, we're also going to have the XFL is back. I don't know if you followed them. I have talked extensively on my other show, The Business Of, about those. Mm-hmm. But there is so since the AAF, there has been 23 regular season spring football games.
Okay.
And the USFL has a offensive tackle named Terry Poole, and he has played in all 20. He has started all 23 of them.
Really?
Yeah, fun little factoid. I got to know some friends that are doing some stuff on the USFL network. They do a bunch of they do a lot of tweeting. So I've been sort of watching and sort of paying attention to a lot of the USFL players that are getting signed and going into training camp. So some of these kids are getting a shot at the big leagues. You know, taken there. I don't know if you watched any of the USFL.
I did.
And obviously The Rock, and they're trying to put a product on and following that very closely. So we'll have to see how that spills out. But if these guys, you know, and I had forgotten this, but I saw some tweets on the weekend. Lucky Whitehead, former Cowboys, killing it up here in the Canadian League for the BC Lions. He's just killing it. And he's become a fan favorite out there in Vancouver. So. Shout out to Lucky and shout out to the CFL. So, yeah, that's my fun little factoid of the day. This Terry Poole has started all 23 spring football games. Don't know if he's signed to the NFL teams at the moment, if he's in any camps. But, and again, like we talked about earlier, you know, we're going to be cutting down up to losing 10 player over the next, you know, week or two. Mm-hmm. Some of these kids they're not going to live that dream, but if they can move on to spring football in one of these two leagues and they can still at least, you know, partially get their dream of professional football. Look at us. We're now professional sports people. So we've now success. You know, that was our dream growing up. Wasn't it, Alan, to become professional sports people?
Absolutely.
And here we are.
We made it.
I don't know if that's what you call us, but I'm going to call it. What the hell? So any other final parting words, sir, before we head out?
Well, let's see how the first preseason game goes for every other team. Mm-hmm. And then also, I did see about the NFL talking about Deshaun Watson, how yes, the devil's trying to separate everything into four different punishments. So
yeah.
I thought about that when I read that, and well, I'll keep my fingers crossed about that, but I'm waiting to see if what you had said before, we will see if that comes to pass or not.
Yeah, I had in the show notes, folks, I had a little bit of Watson news. We just ran out of time to talk about Deshaun. There's really nothing. Rodgers just saying we want a year. We think that the ruling constitutes a year. It's going to they've got a former attorney general, I believe, hearing the case.
Yeah, from New Jersey, I believe.
Could be. Yeah. So it's going to take. It's not going to get. I don't think it's going to get sorted out before the end. Before the beginning of the season. Which I'm going to stick to my, he's starting game one, but
we'll see what happens either way.
We'll have to see. All right, folks, that is all. Just so you know, you can follow me on the Twitter, Instagram, YouTube here. I am Jeff M. Janak over on the TikTok. Alan, how can people reach you?
I have Twitter at Alan F. West, and also my Instagram is right over here, alan.west.46. I'm going to probably try and post on them once a week. So
that's it's been the best a while way
since
of,
I've done that.
Instagram's the best way of getting a hold of you?
Yes. Instagram's right, the best way.
Excellent. Great. And don't forget to follow the Sportscast One on the Twitter, speaking of the Twitter. And don't forget to visit their website, thesportscast.net. Make sure if you haven't, you sign up for their newsletter every morning when I wake up. There is the newsletter catching up on if I miss some of the Santiago's tweets during the day. I can see some of the major headlines. I can catch up with that. Make sure you check out all of the scheduled shows throughout the week. Shout out to Victor and Byron who do their show on Thursday nights, the Jersey Boys Sportscast, and all of the other shows that appear on the network. I don't know if Aaron and Ray will be back next week. And if they're not, then you get us again. And if they are, then you get them. Or a combination. Maybe we'll mix and match. I have no idea what's going on. I just do as I'm told. But this has been Jeff and Alan guest hosting for Aaron and Ray. Hopefully we did an okay job, Aaron and Ray. And that is it. We will see you guys all sometime soon. And I have to figure out how I get over to the outro. Bye, everyone.